Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a mixed trading day today with corn and wheat both lower, while soybeans were higher to finish the day. Really, it's just a continuation of where we finished last week. Corn futures were lower on Friday, and we had a retest of the lows of about $4.20 in the March futures. Now that March is the front month, that's the one everybody will be looking. But out there in those way out months, the December of 14 to December of 15, those markets were steady. So long term, things are looking not so bearish for the corn, but up on the front month, it's pretty negative. If you look at soybeans, they continue to get stronger here, traveling back up toward the highs we saw a week or so ago, and the trend there, it remains positive as the market stays above that 50-day moving average for the January beans. And then wheat futures continue to slide here as we make new lows pretty much three of the last four days that made new contract lows. So that's a negative long-term outlook. Then you've got that July 14 Kansas City wheat closing at 667.5. And that was down 6.75, and that was also a contract low. So overall, just a bearish for the corn and beans technically, and then bullish for the beans.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Several key reports today. The first one, it was at 10 o'clock this morning, it was export inspections. It was released for wheat 17.589 million bushels at the low end of the range, which was 15 to 22. Corn export inspections were just over 25 million bushels, below the estimated range of 33 to 38. And then soybeans were considered bullish at 62.527 million bushels. The average guess was 50 to 60. There was also a NOPA crush report for the month of November. It came in at 160.145 million bushels in the month of November. The average guess was 161.3, so we were about a million bushels below what was expected, but we were higher than where we were in the month of October and also higher than where we were at November last year at this time. So really the big picture for export and the crush report are both bullish for soybeans. Tomorrow we have the start of the Fed meeting, and that could possibly determine the long-term outlook for interest rates, which is important to the agriculture sector with the amount of money involved. So that will be a key thing over the next couple days. And then the China Economic Conference last week made grain security a top priority, so demand looks like it will remain strong out of China.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 12 cents at 132 even. January feeders were up $1.32 at 168.40. And February lean hogs were down 55 cents and closed at 86.62. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat was down 7 cents at 665.5. Chicago March wheat down 7 as well at 621.75. Chicago March corn down 2.25 at 423.25. January soybeans up 10.25 cents in Chicago at 1337.75. And March cotton was up 16 points. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.